Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This year's Film Columbia Festival kicked off last night with a screening of Philomena, starring Judi Dench and Steve Coogan, and directed by Stephen Frears. Throughout the rest of the week and coming weekend, the 14th annual festival will show yet-to-be-released independent and foreign films, shorts, and some studio films as well. We're going to talk about the lineup with two of the wonderful people behind this festival. Peter Biskind joins us. He's executive director and co-programmer of Film Columbia, and it's always a pleasure to have Peter with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll... Yes, good. Peter's mic on. Excellent. And Calliope Nicholas joins us. Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
She is a director of Film Columbia, and always a pleasure to have you with us. Year 14, I'm correct on that?
Yes, 14 years now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
How's it feel?
It's fantastic. It's been fantastic watching the film festival grow over the years.
I thought he was asking you if you're 14 years old. But I thought, no, she's not.
I wish.
But it has grown. I mean, it's mm-hmm. still a small, lovely festival, which seems to be what attracts so many people to it.
And we work hard to keep it gracious and as well organized as we can, and make it so it's an intimate setting, you know, for everyone to come in and be on Main Street and be in fantastic venues that we have set up.
So, as a programmer for this, Peter, how are you able to bring these quality films and big films into?
I made a pact with the devil.
He's got connections,
actually,
baby.
And and I sacrificed a pig in the woods at night. Anyway,
I read that article too.
No, I mean, the festival. First of all, festivals take a long time to establish themselves, and 14 years. I mean, you know, when we started, we were sort of hand to mouth. It was really hard to get films. It's a small town. Chatham has a population of only 2,000 people. Now we're selling about 7,000 to 8,000 tickets every festival, and we're drawing on the Albany region, the Capital Region, and the Berkshires. And as they say, the movie business is a relationship business. And I've been a film magazine editor and writing about films for 20 more years than I want to think about, 25, 30 years or something like that. And I know, it just happens that I know a lot of people, I have a lot of contacts, and my co-programmer, Larry Kardish, who is the former film curator at the Museum of Modern Art, also has a wide spectrum of contacts. So between the two of us, we pretty much cover the waterfront, and we've been very lucky that the distributors have been extremely supportive of the festival, so that we're able to show major films that go on to often be nominated for Oscars and so forth before they're released. So, and also it depends on what kind of film year it is. You know, this year was an extraordinary year.
So the films that you're excited about this year that fall into that category are?
Well, the Coen brothers' new film, Inside Llewyn Davis, the film we showed last night, Philomena, the film we're showing tonight, Alexander Payne's new film, Nebraska, the sneak preview, which I'm not able to name the film, but it's a very, very good film, a big, it's played a little bit, not much, but it's gotten extremely good response, and it has a big movie star in it. And the last film on Sunday night, August Osage County, with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts, and then the follow-up film by this Iranian director, Asghar Farhadi, who directed A Separation, is playing Saturday afternoon before the sneak preview, is called The Pass, which I've seen, and it's really an amazing movie.
So some really incredible stuff that you're able to bring in, including The Book Thief as well. And we'll be talking to Brian Percival, the director of
The Book Thief, of course,
right.
Yes. And that's a studio film, but it sounded so interesting that we couldn't resist.
We'll be talking to Brian in just a few moments. When you think Calliope about these films and how you put it as a festival and bring people in, what have you learned over time of what works the best?
Organizing it very well.
Yeah.
It takes months to put this together. And also, you know, appealing to the community, drawing upon the community to help work with us. You know, we depend on 100 volunteers to come in and work with us. I think it's just, it takes a village to really put this whole thing together. So that's really worked for us up at this point. But I think, you know, again, the graciousness, people want to come in and have a great experience. So to make sure to keep that in mind as everything's being set up.
And you have it in this great, I mean, the Crandall is such a cool theater.
A beautiful theater. Yeah.
Which is all digital now, we should mention. And also, Calliope's being too modest. We have a second venue, the Morris, where we show a lot of local and regional films. And this year, she's very happy with...
We've got lots of great films. We've got our animation for grown-ups with Gary Lieb, which has become really popular. We've also got John Marcus coming up. He's the barbecue pit master, who's the program's going to be introduced by Ruth Reichel. And John Marcus is coming up for the Kings of Barbecue Kuwait. And he's actually going to have his slow cooker up there and serving out ribs to those who attend the film. So, you know, we make it that we have filmmakers coming up with the films, doing Q&A afterwards, having interesting things going on. We've got a strong man coming up with his film, Bending Steel.
He's nuts.
he asked for address. I guess the steel company is actually delivering us these pieces that he is going to bend in
he
person.
Gets it, he gets it from Canada, and he comes in. And, we had him. We're going to have him on the show. And he's a strong man.
Yeah.
He can do some really incredible stuff. Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting that when you look at him, I mean, in the film, you know, he's not one of these guys who's, like, super built up.
No, he's not like a Schwarzenegger.
No,
like
no,
bulging.
But he may, you know, he actually, it looks like, I could do that too. I mean, I can't, but.
No,
but
I can't.
But looking at his body, you think, oh, well, you know, it doesn't seem so strong.
It's being offered up here. Who would ever think that it would be shown up here in Columbia County and in Chatham? So, again, we try to do these combination of great films and also interesting things that are going on that you would not normally see in this area.
Very cool stuff. It's important to have those events too, right? To have the panels, to have filmmakers, to have people come up.
The interaction, yes, between the audience. It's an extra thing that really appeals to the audience.
Well, it's important to have regional and local filmmakers as much as we can, you know, and we try to do that. I mean, most of the Crandall shows are major filmmakers, but we encourage local filmmakers to submit films to the that we can show at the Morris, which is a very nice venue,
and it's encouraging to see the work that they're producing. It's great work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
When you think of that balance and ultimately how have you grown in the sense, and you look at your very beginning, is it number of films, is it quality, how has it grown?
Days.
Yeah,
we started as 3-day weekend.
Yeah, we started as basically a weekend. We've expanded into the week. I mean,
2 to 6 days now.
I mean, initially it was we were hesitant to go into Friday, Thursday, Wednesday because it's a lot of most people work. I mean, in those days there were still jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it's
now
astounding.
Now
it's astounding to see how many people with the film passes will come and sit through almost the whole film festival.
Do you counter program or no? Meaning, do you have like two things that will go on at once, or?
Oh yes,
you do.
Yes.
Well, we do on weekends during the week, mostly
starting
Friday, the film show in the Crandall.
Right.
But you know, we started. You know, when we started programming during the week, we would get sometimes 10 or 15 people to one of those daytime screenings, and now we're getting 50 to 100. I mean, you know, it's hard for us to fill up the theater during the week, but during the day, during the week, but it's getting better and better. You know, people get in the habit, you know, and there are a lot of retired people there, and there are people without work. So, you know, the weekdays are working for us.
When it's all said and done, what do you think you have accomplished as a festival?
I think we're trying to keep film culture alive and spread film culture to, you know, to people and bring them films that ordinarily wouldn't play in this area, or if they did play, it would take weeks and weeks for them to get to the Spectrum and the Triplex in Great Barrington. To create excitement about movies. I mean, you asked mm-hmm. before about, you know, showing films in a small town. Mm-hmm. One of the things that always excites me is to see a crowd of, when the film's over and the audience comes out, to see a crowd of people standing under the marquee, you know, discussing the movie. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
And I think with that, you know, we've definitely put Chatham on the map. We've also brought a great sense of community and liveliness to the businesses and to the people there. And it's become a point of pride within the village as far as having the film festival there.
Yeah. I mean, we created an audience for it, and people appreciate it, and they've supported us, and we appreciate that. You know, we have a lot of people who have been coming to the festival for years, and, you know, they come up to you and they tell you that they go to other festivals and they love this one.
Well, plus also, you know, because of the success of Film Columbia, the Chatham Film Club has been able to take over the Crandall Theater and right. to save it, basically, you know.
And get keep the digital, it. As you mentioned.
We're able to raise the money for the digital, to keep a single screen theater that's quickly disappearing, you know, on the landscape, and keep it really there as kind of the emotional, spiritual center there for the town, and put a lot of love and care into it. So that's all kind of helped each other as far as the film club and the film festival and Main Street and all of that. So
and also growing the film club, because we have, you know, we show every other Sunday, we show an independent or foreign film at the Crandall at 4:00, and those are films that do not come up here. And so we give people an opportunity to see films they would never ordinarily see.
And the film club runs, as you say, runs year round, and is very much a part of this.
And the film club program, I program the Crandall in the evenings, you know. So we bring those films are different. Those are studio films, you know. We have Gravity now, and we've had Gravity for a couple of weeks. But we show, you know, Harry Potter's and, you know, Hunger Games, that kind of thing.
And but still, all good.
Again, yeah, good films. Try to show good films. I mean, you asked before what works here and what doesn't, and
right.
I mean, for the festival, I try to be eclectic. You know, we show a few comedies, a few dramas, upbeat, downbeat. You know, foreign, independent documentaries. You know, a little bit of everything. For the Crandall in the evenings, I've found that, you know, we have an older audience. They don't turn out for action films that much, you know, the Schwarzenegger and Stallone films. They don't turn out for horror films very much, even though we're going to show classic horror films in a row after the festival's over through the Halloween week, Night of the Living Dead, that sort of thing. So there are things that don't work here, but, you know, the summer blockbusters, you know, we did very well with Iron Man 3, that sort of stuff.
They're still on the radar, and people want to see them.
And, mm-hmm. and we have 3D now, and Gravity's in 3D, and we used 3D for that, and people loved it.
Yeah, it's fantastic, actually.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all underway. It started last night, and it goes through the weekend. It's Film Columbia, and of course takes place in Chatham through Sunday. And to find out more about the festival and to find out more about the schedule and how you can take part, go to filmcolumbia.org. Filmcolumbia.org, and have a great website and tells you everything you need to know on there.
Great.
So go check it out. Peter Biskin and Calliope Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Great.
So,
thanks.
Thank you. Joe.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.